You are listening to the End of the Day podcast with Carrie Watterson. This is episode 52. The End of the Day podcast is a show for people who want to better understand the mind-body connection so they can stop sabotaging their own happiness and success. It's a place where we geek out about the science behind why we do what we do so we can change what we want in an emotionally healthy and sustainable way. I'm your host, Life and Mindset Coach Carrie Watterson. Each week, I'll share tools and concepts to help you see through the thinking that's been holding you back in your relationships, your work, and your life. If you're ready to own your thoughts, if you're ready to move on from your past, if you're ready to stop wishing and actually start doing, this podcast is for you. Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of The Weekly Three. The Weekly Three is a series where I bring you three thoughts, tools, or concepts to help you on your journey, but in a condensed format so you can get what you need and move on with your day with renewed hope, determination, and commitment to your own personal growth. This week's topics: 1. Why this time is different. 2. What envy is telling you. 3. Jumping in. Let's get started. 1. Why this time is different. Even if you can't yet see the outward results, rest in the calm and peace of the knowledge that this time will be different because this time you've been putting in the work. I know the pain of wishing things were different, but feeling almost a sense of despair because I couldn't imagine being able to break free from my own mind. Taking even the smallest of steps toward the change you want shifts something in your brain. When your brain can see that you're trying, that you're doing something different, even if the something different that you're doing is the invisible work of choosing over and over to think, believe, and feel differently, it senses progress. And when your brain can sense progress in an area that matters to you, your nervous system calms down. Yes, sometimes you will have to actually remind your brain of the work you've been doing and are doing because your brain will sometimes want to see big gains. That's when you remind yourself you're not looking for huge, sweeping changes immediately, particularly if your history is one of go, 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 and then exhaustion and burnout, and then, of course, recovery. I had to tell my brain that I wanted to get better at consistent steps over the long haul versus my previous MO of massive action in short, unsustainable bursts and then nothing for months or quitting altogether. This has been my guide for the past 3 years, and it has made all the difference. When you know you've been putting in the work behind the scenes, you start to notice a calm knowing that your time will come. How do you know? Because you've been putting in the work, and in a healthy and sustainable way. 2. What envy is telling you. If we're both going after our dreams and I'm not where you are yet, please don't shrink to stay at my level because you see me struggling. Any drama I have is not about you. It's about my thoughts and my ability to reach where you're at. It's my work to do, not yours. You keep going, and I'll meet you there. You keep going, and I'll meet you there. When we struggle, our brains want to go into comparison mode. When we do this, we focus on the gap, where we think we should be versus where we are. For some, the gap only increases their motivation, determination, and commitment. For most others, though, myself included, over-focusing on the gap leads to energy drain, analysis paralysis, indecisiveness, depression, anxiety, hopelessness, and despair. We become disconnected and unsure of ourselves as our primitive insecurities and fears kick in. we lose sight of our true north. If this feels like you right now, welcome to the Humans with a Human Brain Club, where all members have human brains doing human brain things. Maybe you feel left behind. Maybe you feel frustrated. Maybe you feel scared. Maybe you feel embarrassed, guilty, or ashamed because you genuinely want others to succeed, but their success seems to only trigger your deepest insecurities. We all experience some version of this mix of emotions. It's okay that you're experiencing what you're experiencing. When I'm at this point, and I was at that point recently, I like to ask myself, if I was 100% confident in myself as a person and in my ability to create my own dreams, what would I think of others' success? And my answer is always so telling. I'd be genuinely happy for them. I'd be genuinely excited for me. I'd be even more committed to my dreams from a place of inspiration and determination, not scarcity. I'd be excited for what others are creating. I'd want them to keep going. I would not want them to feel bad about where I'm at because I know I'm right behind them. I'd want them to know that any drama I have is not about them. It's about my own thoughts about my ability to reach where they're at, which is my work to do, not theirs. I'd tell them to keep going. Don't stoop to meet me. Stand tall, and I'll meet you there. 3. Jumping in. Here's a note from your future self. If you're feeling down on yourself for spending more time thinking about changing your life and reading about changing your life than actually taking steps to change your life, I've got great news. You're not broken. You're not a failure. You just haven't started playing the game yet. That's it. Seriously, take it from the former queen of beating herself up for overconsuming all the personal growth resources and yet implementing very little. Did you know that you could just lay down the mantle of shaming and judging yourself? It is so freaking heavy. No wonder we struggle to move forward when we're carrying all that weight. It's so much easier to start playing the game of life when you give yourself permission to let go of what you need to let go, so you can enjoy the experience of it. You're not broken. You're not failing at life. You just haven't let yourself started playing the game yet. That's it. It's never too late. You're never too old. You deserve happiness too. What if you just started there? It's never too late. If it's never too late, and if you're never too old, and if you deserve happiness too, what is the first thing you know would help you move forward? Maybe how you talk to yourself. Maybe believing that you're worth taking the time and space and grace you need to help yourself feel more whole again. Maybe reminding yourself that inner healing and inner growth work is the most important gift you could give yourself and your loved ones. Maybe taking pockets of time throughout the day to check in with your nervous system and to, as Tara Brach would say, uncover and trust the innate goodness in yourself and others. Quote of the day, from the book Tools of Titans by Tim Ferriss, quoting Tara Brach. There's a mystic who says there's only one really good question, which is, what am I unwilling to feel? For me, it was the pain of abandonment. For most of my life, I had this deeply rooted belief that I had to bring something to the table, to a friendship or a relationship, or they would leave and find someone, quotes, better. Just being me wasn't enough. That was my story. So I spent so much of my life either feeling super insecure in friendships or avoiding them altogether. You know, the lone wolf, which was also a facade. When I set the intention in 2019 and 2020 to really start working on this part of me, there would be times I'd catch myself going into savior mode with friends, such that when they were doing well, I felt like they would lose interest, and what I thought was friendship would fade. The desire to feel needed or indispensable or important to someone was so strong, It was painful to be in the relationship in that way, but it was exquisitely painful to step back and curb the compulsion to rescue or save. There's a difference between being a friend, because that's the friend you want to be, and needing someone to see you a certain way so you can feel secure that they won't leave you. I knew if I wanted to get better at having emotionally strong, healthier relationships, I would need to work through this. During my most vulnerable moments, I would listen to Tara Brach on repeat. When deep feelings of insecurity welled up, I would reflect on the question, what am I unwilling to feel right now? At the time, I was working with a coach, and I was able to get to a point where I realized that what I actually wanted was to know that I would not abandon myself. That was my inner child. And that was my work, to reassure myself over and over that I was doing the work now to become stronger, to believe in my worthiness, to know my value exactly as I was, flaws and all. Over time, this led to a sense of deep self-trust and calm and peace that at the end of the day, I knew I would fight to never abandon myself again, and that if I did, I would find my way back to myself. What are you unwilling to feel? That is such a powerful question. That helps you get to what's standing in the way of moving forward in a certain area. I'm reminded of a podcast that I listened to shortly after the infamous slap by Will Smith at the Oscars. It was Dana Carvey and David Spade's podcast, and they had on their old friend, Chris Rock. In that podcast, Chris shared a story from his childhood that colored basically the rest of his adult life and that ultimately led him into therapy. He had been in therapy well before the Oscars slap, but I found it to be really telling, especially for this section of the podcast. So Chris Rock shares that when he was younger, he was bullied incessantly and he would take it, but one time he just couldn't take it anymore. And so he put a brick in his backpack. And when the bullies came for him, he swung and basically beat up the bully so badly that he wasn't sure that he was going to make it. And that traumatized him. And from that point on, the feeling that he was unwilling to feel was anger, because anger could quickly well up into something he couldn't control. And so he learned in therapy that because of that moment, because of his deeply rooted belief that anger could quickly spiral out of control and he could really hurt somebody, he turned to the opposite and he would people please. He avoided conflict. He would do it to such the extent that people walked all over him and people used him. He could see that it was really becoming a problem. He was unwilling to experience conflict because he didn't want it to turn into anger, which he wasn't sure he'd be able to control. And so he would just have this demeanor where people would walk all over him. And there came a point where he knew he needed to be able to do the work so that he could then learn to set healthier boundaries. In Tools of Titans, Tim reflects, our habit of being a fair-weather friend to ourselves, of pushing away or ignoring whatever darkness we can, is deeply entrenched. But just as a relationship with a good friend is marked by understanding and compassion, we can learn to bring these same qualities to our inner life. This book is a fascinating read. The full title, just so you get a gist of what the book entails, is Tools of Titans, The Tactics, Routines, and Habits of Billionaires, Icons, and World-Class Performers. I'll be sure to include the title in the show notes. And that is it for this week's Weekly 3. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you have any thoughts about any of those that we talked about today, I'd love to hear from you. You can reach me at carrie@carriewaterson.com, or you can DM me on Instagram. My Instagram is @_thisonelife. Okay, everyone, have a fantastic week, and I'll see you next time.
Coaching isn't just for athletes or for select people. It's for anyone who wants support while doing the work to grow. Hi, I'm Life and Mindset Coach Carrie Watterson. If you've ever wondered what it would be like to work with a coach, I invite you to sign up for a free 90-minute deep dive coaching call with me so you can experience firsthand how working on your mindset will forever change your life. If what you've been doing so far hasn't been working, let's talk. I offer one-on-one coaching sessions for 3 to 6 months. I help you see where your thoughts are tripping you up and keeping you from the life you want. Go to carriewatterson.com or email me at carrie@carriewatterson.com to book your free call this week. That's carriewatterson.com. If you're not following me on Instagram, that's where I regularly share tips, tools, and resources on all things mindset and mindfulness. My new Instagram name is @_thisonelife. That's @_thisonelife. At the end of the day, we have one life. How do you want to live yours? Think about it. And then let's get to work.